The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. South Korea recently announced that it plans to take Japan off its preferred trade list. South Korea's trade minister, Sun Yun-mo, said Japan's new downgraded status is for countries that do not respect international export control principles. The announcement comes just 10 days after Japan made the same move, sparking boycott rallies in South Korea against Japanese consumer goods. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in had warned that if its economy suffered, Japan could also expect big damage to its own economy. Under the new agreement, Japan will still be able to trade with South Korea, but companies will be subject to a more cumbersome and lengthier export application process, resulting in a potential slowdown of business and trade. South Korea has denied that its latest decision is in retaliation for Japan's, and the government has left the door open for negotiation. South Korea's Minister of Trade, Sun Yun-mo.
If the Japanese government requests consultation during the comment period, the South Korean government is ready for discussion anytime and anywhere.
Japan's removal from South Korea's list of 29 most trusted trading partners will take effect in September. Chinese telecoms equipment giant Huawei is rolling out its own new operating system called Harmony. Huawei revealed its highly anticipated Harmony as an alternative operating system for phones and other smart devices in the event that looming U.S. sanctions prevent the company from using Android technology. Android is a mobile operating system powered by Google, which until now has powered most of Huawei's smartphones. In addition to being cut off from Google's Android software, Huawei has also been cut off from American-made microchips and other hardware components. Pressure from the White House has kept Huawei phones from becoming popular in the U.S., but they are still strong sellers in Europe and much of the developing world. Releasing the new Harmony operating system is part of Huawei's defense in case it should be cut off entirely from U.S. technology. The first device powered by the new operating system Harmony will be a TV called the Honor Vision TV. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.